We have been touching on families. And we're still touching on families. And you see that we want to say that this is the spirit of truth and love. We are the Son of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we live and dwell in the city of the living God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. And our purpose in ministry is to tell the truth. God saved us, yes, Lord, and made us to know that we are His sons now. And sons of God, yes, Lord. Christ is the Son of God's will. He is the only begotten Son of God, yes, Lord. Sons of God, we must not sin. The truth must be in our mouth. Only truth. Yes, sir. And as He led Ananias and Paul, He's doing the same with us right now. You can believe it or not. Yes, sir. We don't really want to sound that way, but we have to be confident because we have received His words. Yes, sir. And we're walking with Him. Turn with us, if you will, to Genesis, about the 32nd chapter. We're going to touch about the skip, some of what I plan to do. But we have been talking about the family of Jacob. And let me see if I'm going to skip down a little bit here. We're going to skip down, see. And then we'll close out with this. Let's just start. Elder, if you will, we're going to move through this kind of quickly, God willing. The main thing is going to see not to be afraid again. You're going to see how this man named Jacob, yes, sir, whose name was changed to Israel. You're going to see how when he walked with God, many times as he walked as well, yes, sir, many times he come up, you get afraid. You go, oh my God, let me tell you, you're going to do this, Lord. He come to kill me, Lord. He going to kill me. I'm finna die, Lord. Yes, Lord. Start at the first verse, please, over here. Genesis, the 32nd verse. The 32nd chapter, first verse. Go ahead, please.
And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him.
Angels of God met him. Continue, please.
And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place, Mahanaim.
Go ahead to the third verse. Continue, please.
And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, Sidon.
Yes,
the country of
yes.
Edom.
Yes, Lord. His brother Esau, he was afraid he was coming to kill him. Yes, Lord. Because he had his birthright. Yes, Lord. He's afraid. He's a man whom God will walk with. Continue on, Elder. Try to keep you moving.
Fourth verse. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau. Thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban, and stayed there until now.
Continue.
And I have oxen and asses, and flocks, and men servants, and women servants. And I have sent to tell my lord, that I may find grace in thy sight."
May find grace. He's trying to figure, what am I going to do to appease this man? He on his way with all his armies. Lord Jesus, what am I going to do? Yes, Lord. Continue.
And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, mm-hmm. "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him."
He got 400 men. And why would he mean he coming to meet his brother? Why he going to bring 400 men? You know what he's thinking. Yes, Lord. He got 400 men with him. And he coming to get me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Continue, Eric.
Then Jacob was greatly afraid.
Yes, greatly afraid.
And distressed.
Yes.
And he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks, and herds, and the camels, into two bands.
So he said, oh my goodness, I got to do something. He divided his family. He loved them, right? I don't want to see them destroyed. Yes, Lord. We're going to skip down because the time is going to spend. I want you to see that he was afraid. He said, "Fear not." Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. But you're going to see sometimes it comes up. At the end of the day, you'll find out, even men of God, it's that for men to get a little shit, really, they trust God at the end of the day. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But fear not. Yes, Lord. Watch how God works with Jacob here. Skip down to the 21st verse. And we're going to go down to about 30 at the end there. 21st verse. Pick up here. Go ahead, if you will. Over here.
So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company.
So he sent presents to his brother. So all kinds of gifts to appease him. Yes, sir. All those presents, everything went forth. Yes, Lord. And he, right, he himself, he lodged that night in the company that night. Continue, please. Next verse.
And he arose up that night and took his two wives.
Now this is the way far. Everybody get going nuts on us already. Right, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Continue, Lord.
And his two women servants.
Yes, Lord.
And his 11 sons.
Yes, Lord.
And passed over the fourth job.
They said he rose up that night and took his two wives. Now let me say this. Like you said before. If you say that, oh my goodness. Everybody go crazy. Yeah. But we'll say to you this much. The Spirit of God is speaking. That's the word. We are looking at Jacob. We're watching the family of Jacob now. We've been discussed talking about his family. We want to show you how Jacob himself sought God. And he was not afraid. We too must not be afraid. We're going to show you what a family actually is in God. And always has been, always will be. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Continue on, Elder, please.
And he, I'm sorry, 23. Mm-hmm. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had.
Continue.
And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day.
So we see a man who at the beginning of the chapter, angels met him. Angels of God.
Amen.
Now he comes and now he wrestles with a man. God is working with him. But somebody told us that he was evil. Yes, Lord. He had two wives. And they tell me he was wicked. That's what they told us. With angels, this man, and now he wrestled with God. But he's evil, though. That's right. His family's evil. That's right. The truth will make us free. And they're wondering what's going on with the families out there.
Amen.
What's wrong with the families? All the men, all the children have a problem. What's going on?
Amen.
That's right. You will not hear the voice of God. That's why. When he cuts, yes, Lord. Your way is not his way. It's just simple as that. He's not like that. Continue, please, Elder. My time is really almost up. Continue. I'm so sorry, I don't really want to move too fast. But continue on, Elder, please.
25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
Yes, Lord. Continue.
And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.
I love that. They wonder why, no matter what we're facing things, because God has given us a direction. We will never let you go. Never.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Until you bless us. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm never going to let you go. You gave the command. You said you're going to bless me. You said do your will. You said, walk with me. Yes, Lord. And I'll give you life, abundant life. Yes, Lord. You said, Lord, we are going to wrestle with him until he bless us. Amen. We will never let you go.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. They might be coming after us right now. Yes, Lord. We done divide our house. Now, people don't realize about your house. You done had to divide your family all up. They wonder what's going on with all kinds of stuff going on. Yes, Lord. But we trust in God. Yes, sir. And we'll never let him go. Never. Yes, sir. You're going to bless us. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because we're trusting in your holy word. It's your Kwasi. We come this far by faith. Lean on the Lord. You'll see Jacob come out of the thing. Lean. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. He come out of the thing. Lean with it. Yes, sir. Continue, Lord. Please.
27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob.
Continue.
And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel.
That's the word.
For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed.
As a prince, thou hast power with God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You got power with God.
Tell me something. Come tell me something. Let me hear.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm trying to hold myself back.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We receive the Holy Ghost so that we will have power as well with God.
Amen.
This man had power with God and with man. And you're telling me what he was doing was evil.
Yes, Lord.
Back off. Yes, Lord. Hear the word of truth. Yes, Lord. All right. Continue, please. You're almost there.
And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou doest ask after my name? And he blessed him there.
And he blessed him there. Last one I heard.
And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
Now you can choose what you want to choose. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
There is a great cloud of witnesses. Yes, Lord. A great cloud. Those that went before us. And this man, God changed his name to Israel, which the church is now, spiritually. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Wrote the name of his family and his children on the gates of the city of God. And somebody got the nerve. Some kind of way, something or somebody got the nerve to call his family evil.
Yes, Lord.
Now, we're not trying to talk about anyone's name. I want you to know that. We're trying to get us all to wake up. Thanks. Let us wake up and see the truth. Yes, Lord. The truth will make us free. Yes, Lord. Jacob, a son of God. Yes, Lord. So we're going to be out of time now. We have some other things. I want you to know that. We teach these things. We go through all the Word of God for all truths. He said he will lead and guide us into all truths. Yes, Lord. We must not shun not one truth. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And we're saying to you, the families, healing for the families. Yes, Lord. It's here. We must understand the families of God. And we will see the healing that needs to take place in this world and everywhere. It is healing for the land. Yes, Lord. For us. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As you heard Ananias, we were saying the same thing. Lord, they threat, Lord. These people are going to try to kill us. They're going to try to kill us, Lord. Fear not, as he said. Yes, Lord. Speak the truth. And don't be afraid of their faces. Yes, Lord. The families of God, yes, Lord, are right before our faces. Yes, Lord. We have been lied to. Okay? We have been lied to. So we say, thanks to God. Let us keep pressing with what God has given us as we close out. This truth that he's given us. To speak his truth. Yes, Lord. To say to him, here I am, Lord. I'll go. Yes, Lord. I'll go. I'll go, Lord. Give me the words to say and the strength and the spirit. Yes, Lord. The grace to do your will.
Yes, Lord.
You tell me to go this way, I'll go, Lord. Even if I have to cry. Yes, Lord. If I have to be by myself sometimes. Yes, Lord. I'll go. Yes, Lord. Because I know that the battle is yours. The battle is the Lord's.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Your way is so perfect. We can't see everything, Lord. We can't see what you're doing right now with everyone else. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
But we know that your word is truth.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Your word is truth. And the light is truth. The light is truth. So we say, walk with the saints. Yes, Lord. And surrender to his will. Say to him, here I am, Lord. I'll go.
Amen.
We say to you now, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord preserve your strength. May the Lord be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty, let us all say.